Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Bianca, who says, I struggle with smart casual. How do I get the balance right? So if you think about style and clothing, so smart casual is a more relaxed style, but it's smart. So it can't just be all relaxed. It needs to have some smartness as well. So if we think about more, you know, dressed up clothing, we can think about them being, more structured, more formal. Versus casual is more relaxed, more easygoing, more simple, more basic. So smart casual has elements of both of those. It's a bit like if you're cooking and you're adding something, you know, say you're making a sandwich, for example. You know, the bread is kind of boring on its own. We normally have to add something to it. So it's the, what's the filling? What's the interest? What's the detail to make it more interesting? So when we're thinking about smart and casual, if we think smart, we could add structure. So a jacket. So even something like a denim jacket can add a little bit more structure than, say, a cardigan. Unless the cardigan is potentially made of, say, Angora or cashmere, is in a more dressy fabric. So it's, what's that element of dressed up I'm bringing to my more casual outfit? And this is where we can think about dressing something up and dressing something down. So I can have a dress which may look more smart, and then I can add a denim jacket or a cardigan to it, which might make it a little bit more casual. So that's where we get those smart and the casual. So it is thinking about that if I just do purely casual, maybe there's no accessories, maybe it's very plain and boring, it's just bread, there's no exciting filling. And then, you know, do I want to add, you know, some spice or some interest or some detail, like, to my outfit? Do I want to add some edge to my smart casual? What is it that I want to add? So yeah, it's thinking about, well, how do I add a little bit of structure or a little bit more formality? So even with a pair of jeans, we can think about the more distressed a pair of jeans is, the more casual it becomes. So if we've got rips or tears or just a lot of distressing on them, they become more casual. So the more those jeans are uniform in colour, so thinking it's more like a dress pant, then whether it's a pair of white jeans or dark jeans, they become more formal because of that lack of distressing, which is in more casual, more worn out clothes. Because when we think about distressing in jeans, it's come, you know, in the old days, it came from just wearing them and wearing them and wearing them and washing them and wearing them, and they kind of got worn down. Versus now, of course, they go through some processes in the factory before you ever get them to get that pre-distressed look. So if it's just, yeah, so a more one solid colored jean is always more formal than a distressed pair of jeans. So it's thinking about how you're adding those pieces together. And it could be thinking about, you know, a collar is always more formal. We think about a collar in our business wear. So even a collar or a blouse with your jeans rather than a t-shirt with your jeans is going to make it smarter. So it brings that smart casual in. So it is thinking about, how do I put the smart with the casual rather than forgetting one of them? Because that's, I think, where people go wrong, is they hear smart casual, but they still think casual, or they feel they go over the top formal and we've lost that piece of casual. So it's really thinking about how you put those two elements together and remembering that you have, you know, it's just like in the kitchen when you're cooking, you have all the spices, you have the sweet, you have the sour, you have the savory, you have the bitter, you have all these different flavors you can add. And it's adding those flavors in to your outfit that's going to make them more interesting and also more authentic to you when those flavors express who you are. Hopefully that thinks about the smart casual, because I know it is one of those things that people often struggle with. Eva, how can I tell if I'm no longer an H shape, but instead an O shape? Does a rounder tummy mean I'm now an O? And the easiest way to tell is to dress up in the guidelines for both of them, take photos, decide which you feel is most flattering to your body. That is really the simplest way. You don't have to have a tummy that is wider than your body to become an O shape. But what can happen is when it maybe sticks out a bit further, or you feel like it's just, you've become more rounded, that becomes more O shape. rather than straight up and down. We think about an H-shape is much more straight, and it can even have a slight waist. It just doesn't have a defined waist. Versus an O-shape, generally there is more roundness where it's starting to go more outwards than straight down. So, but with all shapes, I go, if you're not sure of your shape and you're deciding between two shapes, take the recommendations for both. You know, just go into a store, grab clothes from each of those recommendations, get dressed in them, take photos of yourself in the mirror, and then decide which ones are more flattering. Or you may have those clothes at home, you can do that already, because many of us have all sorts of things we've bought and we don't know if they work or not. Think also about the clothes that you've always felt weren't really flattering to you, and have a look at which, you know, recommendations they have for, which body shape they are generally recommended for, and that's going to tell you that probably that's not your shape. So that is another thing you can think about doing if you are trying to figure out your shape. But that's just a couple of little tips when you're thinking about, am I more H or am I more O, or am I more A or X, or am I more X or 8? You know, whichever those shapes, it's good to try those recommendations out, and particularly, you know, the very specific ones for each shape. And of course, if you're not sure what they are, I've got all the information on the blog. You can just look up each of the shapes, and you can get all those recommendations very easily there. And then give them a go, give them a try, do some experimentation, because in the end, you have a unique body. It's, you know, these are all just general guidelines, and you're a unique person, and things like your bust or the size of your upper arms, or there's other different things that are going to come into this equation as well that may impact on your choices. But they are just some general guidelines to give you an idea of the kinds of silhouettes you're looking for, where you're putting horizontals, where you're putting verticals, those sorts of details. Last question today comes from Cheryl, who says, shopping is so hard. Every bloom and top I buy is too long. The fabrics are cheesy. I hate lycra and everything. I want basic staples to be a happier dresser. So this is where it might be looking at, where are you buying things from? So sometimes it could be you need to look a little further afield than your local, you know, Target or wherever it is you've been shopping for those basics, because there are plenty of them out there. And in fact, at the moment, I'm seeing basics everywhere. It's almost like the post-COVID, you know, like wardrobe is only basics. But so I would recommend is, if you want a better quality fabric, figure out which fabrics work for you. And then you can go online and do some searches. And maybe it's, I want, you know, linen. I don't want stretch. So why not look for basics in linen? So start doing searches with the word linen in that search. If you don't like stretch, I mean, I think stretch makes things a lot more comfortable, but maybe it's a 5%, you know, lycra or elastane in it rather than 20%. Maybe that's just too much. Thinking about things like, if your tops are all too long, if you're petite, they always will be. So you can look at petite ranges, because they are going to be shorter proportionally. Or just accept you've got to alter them. Because the thing is, you've got to remember that clothing manufacturers are just trying to make clothes that fit the maximum number of people in them. They're not making something specifically for you and your height, your shape, your body proportions. So therefore, alterations, it's just part of life, unless you want to go and make them yourself, and then you can actually make it to fit your length. But, you know, don't be ashamed of feeling like you need alterations or that there's something wrong with you. The clothes aren't made for you. They're not designed for you. Your body is unique. And so absolutely, you will need some alterations. So if all the tops are too long, it could be that the brands you're looking at, some brands do cut longer than others. And that's one of the things I've noticed, that some brands cut shorter and some brands cut longer. Might need to look at some different brands and try some different brands out to find, you know, and I certainly know that I'll have some brands that I'll look at, I'll go, no, that one's generally a bit shorter. It's better for my more petite people. Even if it's a regular brand, it's not a petite. And others are just, everything's hugely long and they're made for very long torsos. And so that's not going to work for some, you know, body proportions. So it's something to look at, and to do a bit more research. And maybe you have to go a little further afield than where you have been going, because it could just be that their blocks, their pattern blocks, are a different shape to you. And so they're never going to fit you in the way that you want. So, you know, looking at going, well, I'm going to look at petite ranges. And often you'll find more in the petite ranges online than you ever will in store. So that's also something to consider, that maybe you're going to have to go to online shopping and expect. And I did write a post about this the other day, all about how to have a better online shopping experience and how to expect to send most of the things back. That online shopping is actually online trying it on. That's how we should really think about it. It's online trying things on at home. you know, at home, the home is your change room, rather than it's actually I'm buying things and things aren't going back. So I think it's always great to remember that when you are thinking about online shopping and making sure that you shop places that it's very easy to do those returns. Rather than hard to. So, you know, be a bit wary about where you're going online shopping because we want to make sure that we can do those returns cheaply and easily. Well, thank you for your questions. If you want to get your style education so you can figure out what really works for you, do head over to the blog. There is so much information on there. And if you want to get your colour, your style, your body shape, all those sorts of things with my professional opinion, you can do that in my 7 Steps to Style program too. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.